your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Republicans are skeptical. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It almost looks like a some type of political operation. Doesn't it feel like the Russia hoax all over again? It's like the Ukrainian hoax.
GOP Congressman Devin Nunes amid the fallout of a whistleblower's complaint about a phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's leader, where the president reportedly pressured him to investigate Joe Biden's son's business dealings. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham just told Fox.
The president made it very clear he did absolutely nothing wrong. This is just another reason for Democrats and for the media to attack.
Well, Democrats are demanding answers. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff among Democrats raising the specter of impeachment, saying the president may have crossed the Rubicon. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy told NBC's Meet the Press.
I think that Republicans who claim to be national security experts need to demand that the whistleblower present himself or herself.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is demanding the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, hand over the whistleblower complaint. McGuire is set to testify on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Dave.
Rachel, today President Trump is in New York. He'll go to the UN. Iran expected to be a topic as Britain now sides with the U.S.
Speaking to reporters en route to New York for the UN General Assembly, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying the UK has concluded with a very high degree of probability that Iran is responsible for the drone and missile attacks on two Saudi oil installations 9 days ago.
Fox's Simon Owen in London at the Emmys on Fox. Fleabag won Best Comedy.
Amazon's Fleabag picking up 4 awards. Writer, creator, and star, Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh, my God! No! Thank you!
Chernobyl grabbed 3 Emmys, including Outstanding Limited Series. Game of Thrones won Outstanding Drama, with Peter Dinklage getting the Supporting Actor trophy.
Fox's Michelle Pollino backstage at the Emmys. America's listening to Fox News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors, who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
At the UN today, President Trump will be gathering with world leaders for talks. He will not be at a summit on climate change. Instead, he'll also be at a religious freedom event.
President Trump set to speak at the Global Call to Protect Religious Freedom event today, where he'll call on the international community to take concrete steps to prevent attacks against people on the basis of their religion or beliefs. Since taking office, the president has held multiple events where he's highlighted the plight of religious persecution victims. He's also focused heavily on religious freedom during the National Day of Prayer events at the White House. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
A vacation has become a nightmare for hundreds of thousands of tourists around the world after the British travel company Thomas Cook went bust and collapsed, leaving many stranded at their destinations. Several countries have been trying to help them get back home. It is also rough on the 21,000 people who worked for Thomas Cook, now out of a job. A man arrested in Denver could be facing charges after being pulled off an American Airlines plane on Friday.
Flight 2408 was headed from Phoenix to Minneapolis Saturday when 30 minutes into the trip, passengers heard an unruly passenger beating on something and swearing at another passenger. The man then shouted he had to go to the bathroom, which he did. Then passengers say he started screaming, "You're all screwed." Police and EMTs met the plane in Denver, but as they were trying to remove the man from the plane, he started screaming again and even punched another passenger. Once the man was removed, the plane continued on to Minneapolis. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of this week's trading. Down modestly for the Dow, but up a bit for the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. This is September 23. Our local news with Jamie Monticelli. Brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A motorcyclist who apparently hit the bumper of a car he was trying to pass south of Westville on Saturday was seriously injured. Police say it happened on Illinois 1 just south of County Road 1050 North. The News Gazette says the 52-year-old motorcyclist went to pass the car driven by a 45-year-old Danville woman, but hit the car's bumper and was thrown from the motorcycle. The motorcyclist was expected to be ticketed for driving under the influence and other violations like failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident, driving without insurance, and following too closely. The female driver was not hurt. Federal money is coming to Willard Airport to do work on airport taxi lighting, signs, and underground wiring. Congressman Rodney Davis announced on Friday that Willard Airport is getting a $1.3 million grant from the Federal Aviation Administration. It is the second grant from the FAA to that airport this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
And our weather's brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. A good Monday to Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. We've got a high 75 expected today with the clouds down to around 52 this evening. 79 the high Tuesday and Wednesday, down to around 60 in the evening. Partly cloudy conditions. There's a 40% chance of showers on Wednesday's forecast, especially early. Right now with the clouds, the temperature's at 63, ESPN 93.5.
Well, good to have you along on this Monday morning. There's lots to cover on the sports front for sure. We're going to talk to Alan Sachs, our Monday morning guest. That'll be coming up in a matter of moments. What happened in Chicago over the weekend?
Dang it!
I could not have predicted, nor could anyone else. It is the first time since women had the chance to vote that this has occurred.
98 years.
1921.
Four-game sweep in Wrigley.
Now, they don't play four games very often in Wrigley, so there's that. But going into the weekend, I was hoping the Cardinals weren't going to get swept because they had not won. And for the Cardinals to go in and win all four games by one run.
Right.
And three in dramatic fashion.
Yes.
It was unusual. And Joe Maddon's probably going to lose his job. And I don't think it's his fault. They faded last year. This was a collapse, but Anthony Rizzo isn't healthy. He was playing.
Uh-huh.
Javi Baez couldn't hit. Chris Bryant went down yesterday with something wrong with his ankle.
Right.
So I don't know. I think they're going to get another manager because that was kind of the writing was on the wall all year. The way they've been talking, and Joe Maddon's going to be out of work for about 10 minutes. Padres are looking for a new skipper.
Mm-hmm.
And if Joe Maddon wants to, he has the best record in baseball in the last 5 years. Number one guy. But the expectations weren't met. It was pretty difficult. Now, a couple of years ago, the Cubs went down to St. Louis when the Cardinals were vying for a wild card spot and pounded the Cardinals in St. Louis. Now, we lost to, they don't have JV in baseball, but if they did, it was their JV team. Guys we'd never heard of were beating the Cardinals. So this is a series that goes back and forth. This what happened on Saturday was kind of comparable to the Ryne Sandberg home run off Bruce Sutter. If anybody is old enough to remember that legendary game, Sandberg hit that home run off the closer, Bruce Sutter, who had been with the Cubs. I think the Yadier Molina and Paul DeJong home runs on Saturday were stunning off of Craig Kimbrell, one of the best relievers. So I've got the play-by-play calls of that and your Cardinal recap coming up, everything, you'll hear a different excitement in all of these announcers' voices because of the extraordinary nature of what happened over the weekend. So that'll all be coming up in a matter of moments. I'm happy to welcome back Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Sir, how are you?
Well, I got my flu shot. I'm ready to roll.
Oh, it is that time of year? We got to think flu shots? Really?
It is. It's 93 degrees here, and I got my flu shot because I'm an old man, so I get the senior flu shot.
Okay, Alan, latest on the docket, impeach, impeach, impeach. It's time because of the Ukraine conversation that everybody was listening to, apparently, except me. Okay, what do you know about Donald Trump? Again, there he goes again. We've got to impeach him. Ah!
Well, the Democrats have to be very careful how they touch this one. If anybody wants to see President Trump's view of this, listen, if you can get a hold of it, and maybe on some kind of a podcast, but listen to the interview on Fox Television yesterday morning between Rudolph Giuliani, who was on the Chris Wallace show, but he wasn't there, but there was a fill-in for him. It was dynamite. Mr. Giuliani was very specific on documents he had, names, faces. It involved, it goes back many, many years, and so it's just the tip of the iceberg what we're hearing now.
And aren't we discussing, and we really haven't come to the bottom of this one, what happened with the Obama administration helping Hillary? Weren't we still looking into all that?
Well, we should be. In fact, this this issue may go back to the Obama administration. Vice President Biden admitted that when he was vice president of, under Obama, that he went to the Ukraine and threatened them, unless you fire the prosecutor, we're going to withhold $1 billion in aid to the Ukrainian government. And he testified about that in a committee later on, almost bragging about it, that I got it done. And so it goes all the way back to that. Why would they want the prosecutor fired? And so that's where the story begins. And it involves Hunter Biden, Vice President Biden's son. It involves money from the Ukraine. It involves Hunter Biden a lot. And so I think the Democrats have to be very, very careful how they pursue this.
Well, and again, I don't think it matters exactly what happened, Alan. They just needed something besides Russia. They had to come up with something. And then AOC sent out a tweet over the weekend blasting Nancy Pelosi. And, oh, what a shock. Nancy Pelosi came out over the weekend and said, oh, maybe we are going to have to consider this. This is serious.
It gets weaved. And you make an interesting point by bringing up Nancy Pelosi. You begin to think, how can these senators and representatives holding high positions in government look at these issues in such a superficial way? And it's rather scary how little they know or how little they want to know when they pursue big issues like impeachment.
Well, we'll see. Again, the thought was, and Nancy Pelosi, I think, had a pretty good thought that the clouds of impeachment will overshadow everybody, and yet this is the new call this morning. We got to let that whistleblower come public. First of all, if you're talking on the phone to your Ukraine leader when you know all your intelligence guys are listening, all their intelligence guys are listening, are you really?
By the way, you make an interesting point, and not only that, I think the so-called whistleblower, whoever he or she may be, I think admitted over the weekend it was simply hearsay. They did not even hear the conversation.
Oh, my goodness. This is unbelievable. But then again, who's surprised in this day and age, Alan? Who?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see what happens, how this unfolds. They had a huge steak dinner. I thought we weren't supposed to eat cows anymore because of the flatulence issue.
There were thousands of people at a Democratic dinner, I think, and we're in Iowa, and they had steak and everything. That's the way you celebrate the climate day.
Well, then they had all the private jets at the local airport, just to point that out.
That's right.
Too. Yeah. Alan,
who cares?
Yeah, who cares? What the heck? It's just for you, not for me. Alan, you're the man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
That's Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Monday mornings, ESPN 93.5. All right, going to jump to the morning sports. And we've all had wonderful sports weekends. I had a pretty good one, except for the Atlanta game Saturday night. This is weird, and forgive me if this is inappropriate, but if you've ever had poison ivy, it's awful. But when you itch it, it's wonderful, and then it burns after.
Yes.
I had a good time at the football game, and I thought we were really... Now, we gave up 690 yards in offense, which I don't understand, except to say, Lovie Smith's a Super Bowl-winning quarterback as defensive coordinator for the Rams. So I think he knows how to do defense. Maybe he just doesn't have the pieces he needs. Perhaps. I don't know. But how do you give up 700 yards in offense? Does anybody? It's unbelievable. Somebody said before the game, what do you think? I said, I think we can score, but I don't think we can stop anybody.
I see.
And that if had they not turned the ball over four times, it wouldn't have been 42-38.
Oh, we looked great for three quarters.
No, listen, it was the turnovers that kept us in the game. Had Nebraska not turned the ball over, we'd have gotten steamrolled.
Okay.
But it's just like, okay, it was better. But how long do we say that before we say, darn, we got to win?
Okay, well, thanks for that explanation. Yeah. I the recipe. I just stand in the kitchen.
Now, I want you to listen to this Cardinal recap and hear the energy. It's the most I've ever heard from these guys because of historically what happened over the weekend in Chicago. A four-game sweep, Cardinals over Cubs in Wrigley. Nobody saw this coming.
Unbelievable. The final yesterday was 3-2. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
This is Ricky Horton along with John Rooney. Paul Goldschmidt gave the Cardinals the lead in the top of the ninth.
The 2-2 pitch for Paul Goldschmidt. Goldie swings, and it's in fair! Inside the third base bag down the left field line. Edmund is going to score. Goldschmidt around second base, and he'll hold there with a go-ahead double in the ninth. Oh, man!
And in the bottom of the ninth, Andrew Miller pitched the Cardinals to a victory and a sweep in Chicago.
Horner back in the batter's box, crowding the plate, adjusting the batting helmet. 1-for-3 today. 3 out of 15 in the series, including a home run. The two-strike pitch with two outs. A swing and a fly ball center field. Here comes a Rosarena. He makes the catch. A Redbird winner. The Cardinals are going to play in October. The final at Wrigley Field in a four-game sweep. 3-2 all. 3-2 the final. The Cardinals over the Cubs. And the Cardinals are going to the postseason. But first, they have to play six games. Three in Arizona. And we're on the air tonight at 7:45.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
So with Milwaukee beating Pittsburgh 4-3, are the Cubs totally out?
No, the Cubs have six left, but they're four behind Milwaukee and Washington, who are now tied for the wild card. So the Cubs have to sweep at Pittsburgh, very likely.
Uh-huh.
And they have to win all three in St. Louis. And who knows, maybe by that time the Cardinals will have it clinched. Maybe. It depends on what Milwaukee does. They're in Cincinnati and then Colorado. The Cubs have to have Milwaukee lose four of their last six. And the Cubbies have to win them all.
I see.
That's what's kind of left. And with Chris Bryant perhaps gone and Javi not healthy and Rizzo not healthy, listen, you're taking their 3, 4, and 5 hitters out of the lineup. That's going to have some impact.
That's tough.
So there's no doubt. But a surprising, shocking weekend. And the Cardinals, are the first team in 5 years. It was 4 years, to lose 5 one-run games in a low.
Right.
Five straight they've lost.
I know.
One run.
So the Cardinals at 8:40 will play Arizona, and it looks like the Cubs have Pittsburgh Pirates tomorrow at 6:05 on US 105.9. Detroit beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3. We had the Bears in action against Washington tonight.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, Bears in our nation's capital. Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
With clouds, we have a high of 75 expected today, down to 52 this evening. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 79, low 61. 40% chance of morning showers on Wednesday, high 79 expected. We're currently at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. You always welcome to text in 359-2255. I want to play Dan McLaughlin and John Rooney's call from the Saturday Cubs-Cardinal game. Stand by, 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, WeWork CEO could be removed from that position. The Wall Street Journal says a group of company directors is seeking to remove Adam Neumann from the role after the value of its planned stock offering was slashed and the company delayed going public. The business carves up office space and rents smaller portions to businesses. Japan's investment firm SoftBank is a major investor in WeWork, and it's said to be looking to make changes after the disappointing news about the company. The U.S. has granted Apple 10 exemptions from tariffs on Chinese imports. The products include the Magic Mouse 2, Magic Trackpad 2, and various internal components. The Apple products were among $200 billion worth of Chinese imports first targeted for tariffs last year. The exclusions do not apply to the Apple Watch, iPhones, or AirPods, which are to take effect later this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
If your engine or transmission isn't running the way it should, and you're not prepared to invest cash in a different vehicle, Long's Garage in Urbana puts miles back into the one you're driving by installing a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission. Jasper Engines and Transmissions backs their products with a nationwide 3-year, 100,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Call Long's Garage in Urbana at 367-3942 and ask for a Jasper remanufactured product.
All right. If you find it difficult to talk about money, you're not alone. Many married or committed couples struggle to have the, quote, money talk. According to a study by Fortune, more than 40% don't know how much their partner earns. 43% incorrectly quote the partner's income. 10% miss the mark by $25,000 or more. Busey suggests asking questions, understand, prepare for your final future. Spending habits. Do we have an impulsive spender? Do you prefer to shop around? Do you donate to charities? Join or separate bank accounts? Busey can keep and provide an array of solutions tailored to you and your partner's needs, whether it be personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. No matter your stage in life, Busey will be there along the way. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their convenient locations for solutions to your personal, business, and wealth management needs. Member FDIC, investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. For 150-plus years, it's Busey. NFL, the Saints won. A one in Seattle. Didn't see that one coming either.
33-27.
Yep. So that was big for New Orleans without Drew Brees, who is in Los Angeles recovering from surgery on his thumb. So that was in the NFL. Other scores, again, the Bears play tonight in Washington, take on the Redskins.
That's right.
That's Monday Night Football.
Bears on 1-1, Washington 0-2. Colts won over Atlanta 27-24. Green Bay beat Denver 27-16. Unity beat SJO for the homecoming game.
What a showdown.
20-0.
Yeah.
So I've got some lunch coming my way in St. Joe.
Over at Steve Emke's place. Spring Green.
Exactly.
Yeah. Take her to the subway across the street, Stephen. That'll work.
That'll work.
Yeah. I don't think he didn't say Ditka.
You're right.
Didn't say Mike.
But I would have chosen Scratch. I love that restaurant in St. Joe.
Well, Steve, get the $5 thing over there at Subway. That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work.
Don't take it to him too hard, huh? I just got a text in from our friend Larry, who's an avid listener of the show here on ESPN 93.5. There's a picture of him at the Showcase of Homes.
Oh, good.
So he's looking to get another $20 back.
Yes, we're going to be doing that. We'll give you chances to win Showcase of Home tickets tomorrow and Wednesday. And with that, I'll give you $5 tickets. I'll give you four of those. That's $20. And then if you take a selfie of yourself at the Showcase, you get a $20 bill on top of it. So way to go, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Cubs-Cardinals over the weekend is a huge sports story. Cubs aren't out of it, but they're going to need some help, obviously. Milwaukee has to lose. Cubs have to win them all. Milwaukee has to lose at least four of their six. And they're at Cincinnati. Milwaukee is beginning tomorrow, and then at Colorado. I don't think they'll sweep all that. I think they can lose two. Cubs got to sweep in Pittsburgh, and they should. And then they got to sweep the Cardinals over the weekend. And depending on where the Cardinals have to try and win because the other teams will say, oh, you can't dump, you can't play. So the Cardinals will try, but they're in a position now where they could possibly, you have to see how they do it, Arizona, get the thing done before the weekend, or will they celebrate a Central Division? They're already in the playoff. They've got a wild card secure, but the Cardinals want to win the Central Division so they don't have to play in that wild card one-gamer. That's a tough one. Okay, here's how it's Saturday night was a Ryan Sandberg on Bruce Sutter moment. The score is 8-7. The Cubs are winning with their $43 million pitcher in the game. Craig Kimbrell comes out of the bench, comes out of the dugout. His first pitch to Yadier Molina, and then his first pitch to Paul DeJong.
Mm-hmm.
First from television, Fox Sports Midwest, Dan McLaughlin.
First pitch and a high fly ball. Left center, at the wall, God! One! Twice. First pitch and a high fly ball. Left center, at the wall, God! One pitch, he tied it! Solo home run, Molina! And this one, driven out to left center, back to back, yes! St. Louis on top, two bombs, two pitches, 9-8 St. Louis!
Unreal, that was on TV, and then on radio, John Rooney.
Pitches. Molina hits it high and deep, left center field. Back to the track, the wall. Connor, tie game in the ninth. One pitch from Kimbrel, unbelievable. 8-8 at Wrigley Field. A swing and a long one. Home run, Paul DeJong. Left center field, back to back, Jack.
I mean, have you heard those guys ever that excited?
Right.
I mean, I don't remember even 2011 World Series. and that is the expectation level. And I've talked about it. If you're not expecting much and then you get it, it's a way bigger deal. If your team is last and the next year they win it all, it's harder and not as fun, A, if you know you're not going to do anything and you're bad. Or B, if you're really, really good and like the Cubs, you're supposed to win it all. Cubs are supposed to be 162. No, what happened? So it's really hard, and everybody's been there. If you're a sports fan at all, you've been there. You've had ups and downs. It's really hard on the Cub fans and the Cubs this week. But keep in mind, after they let Joe Maddon go, was it really his fault? He's the coach. He's the manager. You probably let him go, but he's going to get a job in 5 minutes, and he had the best record in baseball for the last 5 years.
Mm.
Pretty good job. And a World Series for the first time in, like, 90.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Mann's a good man, and it's a shame about what's about to happen. He's going to lose his job, and again, with the injuries the Cubs have had and the failure in the bullpen, is that his fault, or is it personnel? 359-2255, if you want to chime in on anything we were talking about this morning, feel free. 359-2255. It is Monday. It is September 23rd. The Fighting Illini lose to Nebraska 42-38. I really thought we had a real chance to win. We just got steamrolled in the fourth quarter by a really good offense and a really talented quarterback, and we knew we couldn't stop them. We just couldn't stop them. They self-destructed to the point where we really had a chance to win. Did not happen. And what does that mean? Gosh, it was better. I did have fun. It was 44,500 people. It felt like 70.
Mm-hmm.
It tells me the other weeks have been about 28, but about 10,000 Nebraska fans made their way. There was a sea of red.
Wow.
There were a lot of people from Lincoln, Nebraska, and surrounding Nebraska towns that drove whatever that drive is, 7 hours to Lincoln or something. So we're bummed we lost. I love the atmosphere. Our guys put some hits on them, but they gave up 700 yards in offense.
Hall of Fame weekend was great, too.
Yeah.
To see some of those athletes.
Halftime introductions mm-hmm. and all the stars and the Hall of Famers. Except for the football win, it couldn't have gotten to be any better sports weekend for me with the Saints and the Cardinals. All right, we're back in a moment. Stand by. ESPN 93.5 got an offer this morning. Don't go away.
When Stefani returns.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
President Trump says he did nothing wrong speaking with Ukraine's president about Joe Biden's son's Hunter's work with the Ukrainian energy company. This is when Biden was vice president. The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells Fox Business,
there's no quid pro quo, no money. A proper action by a president, they might say improper, but certainly not grounds for impeachment.
California Democrat Adam Schiff says if the president withheld military aid from Ukraine in exchange for dirt on a political opponent,
this would be, I think, the most profound violation of the presidential oath of office. Certainly during this presidency, which says a lot, but perhaps during just about any presidency.
He was on CNN State of the Union. Game of Thrones wins the Emmy Award for Best TV Drama. Fleabag wins Best Comedy.
Thank you.
Its star and creator Phoebe Waller-Bridge at the ceremony on Fox also wins Emmys for acting and writing. America's listening to Fox News.
359-2255, would Gary say?
Okay, enough, Stevie. I'm failing to find any humor in any of this. LOL. Congrats on a great season to you and your Cardinals.
That's pretty big. Thank you, Gary.
I mean, I'm still holding out hope as a Cubs fan.
Well,
is that ridiculous?
Still a mean, there's still a chance. Listen, Pittsburgh, you have to win all three. I think I could start in right field for Pittsburgh this week. Marte's not playing. Josh Bell's not playing. Those are the two big hitters. You got to beat Pittsburgh three. They're a double-A or triple-A baseball team. Cubs should win three. You just got to get Cincinnati, who's been a thorn in the Cubs' side. Can there be a thorn in Milwaukee's side to creep closer? You just want to get that four games back by a week from today to play a playoff to get to the final wild card. That's the goal. And no, the Cubs are not out till they're out. We've seen them make a run.
Mm-hmm.
They win three straight. They can certainly be St. Louis and St. Louis. They've done it before. So I wouldn't give up yet. But again, there's no real humor here because we've all been there. But it's satisfying if you're a Cardinal fan because of obviously the historic nature of what happened at Wrigley. It's awfully hard when the other team celebrates in your stadium. And Cardinals have gone through with the Cubs. I mean, it's just what it is. It's a heck of a rivalry. And the Cardinals happen to get the better of it this weekend. But it's all up and down. It's got peaks and valleys. It happens all the time. 2 years ago, the Cardinals lost to Chicago in St. Louis against guys I'd never heard of before because they could. They didn't need their big boys. They were that much better. So it goes back and forth. 7:33.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 14 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man who caused the death of his four-month-old son. Jaytuan Mobley pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and endangering the life of a child and the death of Kendall Spicer. The News Gazette says Mobley could get out in 7 years. The child's mother had left Kendall in Mobley's care on January 18th. Mobley initially gave conflicting accounts of what happened to the child, ultimately admitting that he hit the child's head on a cabinet. Federal money is coming to Willard Airport to do work on airport taxi lighting, signs, and underground wiring. Congressman Rodney Davis announced on Friday that Willard Airport is getting a $1.3 million grant from the Federal Aviation Administration. It is the second grant from the FAA to that airport this year. Davis said that brings the total 2009 federal investment in Willard Airport to more than $11.2 million. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Champaign. Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
We've got lots of humidity and clouds right now, but it says no chance of precipitation. Let's see if that happens. We've got a high 76, 52 our low tonight. 10% shot at showers, partly cloudy with a high 79 tomorrow, down to around 61 in the evening. The morning shower chance at 70% on Wednesday, down to around 54 in the evening. Right now we're at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, a federal judge in Virginia has ruled that the federal government's terrorism watch list violates the due process rights of U.S. citizens who are in the database. Former Green Beret director for the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University, an active duty Army officer in the Judge Advocate General Corps for 20 years. He's retired Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott. Lieutenant Colonel, an honor. Nice to have you back.
My pleasure.
What's the story here?
Well, the story is after 9/11, the government created a series of watch lists to include the no-fly list and other lists of individuals that they suspected might have ties to radical Islamic extremism. That list still exists today. And we've got about, you know, over a million people worldwide are on the list. About 4,600 U.S. citizens are actually on the list as well. And it's a classified list, so there's no way really to find out if you're on the list. The government does not provide notice to people that, hey, you're on our list. And so if you find out you're on the list, then there's a, you know, you have due process to try to get your name off the list. We've had individual cases where people have been on the list, they discover they're on the list, and, oh, well, you misspelled my name, that's why I'm on the list. So this federal judge is basically saying that I want both the government and, you know, both parties to go back, give me more information, but I'm very concerned about the due process of how this list is formulated, and how does someone get off the list and challenge the fact that they're on the list. Ultimately, the Supreme Court will make that determination about how much due process you have in terms of being on the list and getting off the list.
Boy, a lot has changed since 9/11, hasn't it?
It has, and there's some good news. I mean, and you don't really get this in the media because, as we know, the media will not give President Trump credit for anything. But if you look at the stats from 2015 to 2017, his first full year in office, you'll notice that the number of jihadists in this country, the arrest and the prosecutions by the Department of Justice, has been cut in half. And that's a dramatic, significant drop. And the reason, in my opinion, is because they're no longer inspired, and that's attributable to President Trump's decisive action to destroy ISIS off the face of the map, because they can no longer say God's on our side, because that's their propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been geographically obliterated, your capital city's been destroyed. So that has kind of demoralized the jihadists around the world and in this country, although the FBI tells us that they have open investigations on all 50 states on jihadists that are, you know, that want to use terror.
Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, you're in San Antonio, so you're close to the immigration story. Is he getting more help from the Mexican government than he is from Democrats?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, it almost makes you bilious, the political food fighting that's going on. And, you know, people love to say politicians on both sides, but really it's not politicians on both sides. There's clearly an element in the Democrat Party that will oppose him on anything he wants to do. And you know, what he wants to do is basically kind of reasonable, just protect our borders and encourage and lawful immigration. But, you know, stop unlawful immigration or illegal individuals from coming here violating the law. To me, that doesn't seem like a hard math problem. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Tea Party, or whatever, we have the right to have a border that means something, and that means follow the rule of law.
And what happened to the day when we really listened to others' ideas, disagreed but discussed it, versus shouting people down, stopping them physically from expressing themselves? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, the virus of political correctness has morphed into violence on some individuals, particularly in the left, in my opinion. You look at Antifa and all the activities that they do on a regular basis, and you know, the screaming, the name-calling, and you wonder, you know, what are your objectives? And you look at it, and, well, we don't want borders. Okay, well, you know, how's that going to work out for you?
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I mean, obviously, as a liberal myself, that means you listen to all ideas. Now, I have my own ideas, but I'm more than willing to listen to other ideas, and I don't have all the answers, and let's work on a solution. But the premise, of course, is something that I have problems with many people, that I do believe we have the right to have borders, that we are a national entity, and I'm not a citizen of the world, so to speak. So I understand that people want to have that view, and that's fine. It's a free country, but you know, you have to express yourself in terms of reasonableness and nonviolence, obviously.
Jeff, did you say you're a liberal?
Well, I'm a liberal in the sense of I'm open to other ideas. I'm not a leftist, but I am a conservative, and I'm a liberal. Liberal just means you listen to the other side. You know, but no, I'm a, if you have to classify people, obviously I believe in a strong military, lower taxes, all those issues that to me are just common sense. But the way I define liberal is that I will listen to other sides, and I, entertain other ideas.
Well, that's
that means
good.
You're open to discussion. That's how I define it.
That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, we're supposed to listen to each other, come up with a messy solution in Congress, and have the Senate figure it out as well. It's set up to not be easy,
yeah.
But man, lately it's like red hats are racist and bigoted. Red hats. It doesn't have to have any. It's crazy. It's just out of hand.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've had the racist word thrown at me and on many occasions, and that's what people do. They do ad hominem attacks. They do name calling. But you know, as an educator, I like to look at all sides. That's what you encourage students to do. Is look at the issue from all angles, and then you can make up your mind on which side of the fence you want to line up on. But the problem is that many universities, they don't give the other side, so students don't have that opportunity to intellectually, question things. That's what the way it used to be. Luckily, I live in a university here or work here that encourages that type of thinking, but well, one of the few universities, in my opinion, that really is a liberal, that's what liberal learning is. You listen to all sides, look at all sides, and make up your own mind.
Well, it certainly has, the feel of everything has changed. There's no doubt about it. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Adicott, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, ESPN 93.5. Ironically, I was on campus and I saw at the Atlanta Union, the back of the Union, there's something on the wall that says, listening to each other's ideas. And you can't, under the auspices of I must stop hate, we must shut you down, because it's hate, it's not idea. That's how they define why they have to shout you down and beat you up and stop that red hat. But it's a red hat now. That's like a bull.
Yep.
It's just like, what are you doing, man? I ought to be able to wear a Trump T-shirt if I want. I ought to be wearing an Obama T-shirt if I want.
Agreed.
Come on. Okay, listen carefully to this message from the Mettler Center.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name is Brock Ideas. My hometown is Gifford, Illinois, and I'm a farmer. This spring, I suffered from a leg injury as a result of training improperly. Both of my lower calves were in constant pain. And every day, I'm grateful for the answered prayer of being led to the Mettler Center. They're extremely helpful. The physical therapist I specifically had, he was a very good listener. I enjoyed listening to his advice and putting it into practice, into my daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
All right, so last week we gave out an opportunity. If you're a first time, you've never been into Mettler for physical therapy, we gave folks a chance to go in and get a complimentary consultation with one of their 9 doctors of physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
9. And I'll give you $100 if you go spend that half hour with them. I was paying you essentially to help you.
Right. So many people live in pain and they can figure it out instead of solving it with a Band-Aid solution of, some pills here and there or whatever. And it was interesting to hear about direct access when I was personally talking with Jeff Schroeder late in the week last week of Mettler Center. You don't necessarily need a doctor's recommendation for you to go to Mettler Center
if your health alliance. I know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what kind of insurance you have. So what happened is, with our offers, you have to use these within 7. In this case, you have to have made an appointment and get it all set up. Well, we had some people that didn't do it. So I have like a couple of this offer left. If you would like a chance to have Mettler look over something that hurts, 2 stipulations here. You can't be an already client. This is for new people. And you have 7 days to set up an appointment. And when you go and come in, then you see me, I'll give you $100 just for your time. So if you're interested in this, text in Mettler, M-E-T-T-L-E-R, Mettler, and we'll consider you for one of the last 2 or 3, I think we have, $100 each. If you'll go in and have them look at you, your significant other has been telling you, you got to have that checked. You have to go to Mettler. They go deeper than other physical therapists. They have a method that Paul Mettler invented that is groundbreaking, doesn't feel very good, but they fix stuff.
Yeah.
So get an assessment for free. I'll give you $100 if you'll take the time. Text in if you want to be considered for this. I've got 2 or 3. I have to do the count. So 359-2255. Text in Mettler. We'll consider you for this offer. 359-2255. Text in Mettler.
So we did get a text from Adam. Now, some Mettler's coming in here, but it says, before we go on, I'm almost certain the Wednesday Cardinal game is exclusively on YouTube.
It is indeed. It's a 2:40 start. It's at 1:40 Central. It's an afternoon getaway day for Arizona. But it's on YouTube channel.
Have a chance to clinch, get out your cell phones or computer.
Yeah, right. It won't be on. It'll be, of course, on radio. But television, yeah. That's usually afternoons, people are listening to John Rooney here on ESPN 93.5 because they sound great.
Yeah.
And you're working. So, yeah, you're right. It's YouTube exclusive. I haven't even heard of that. Yeah. Okay, sports next.
Time, Habib, and this is your motivational minute. Ecclesiastes 12 says, remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken and the dust returns to the ground it came from and the spirit returns to God who gave it. The word remember means much more than remember. Here it means honor, reflect on, think about in a good way. It's much more than just a passing thought. In addition to remembering our Creator, we ought to remember those who have been instrumental in our lives. Our families, parents who brought us up, grandparents, children, teachers, friends who were by our side when we needed them. Remember your Creator and your loved ones in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken. I'm Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute, brought to you by A&R Mechanical and H-Squared Leadership.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com. Okay, let's jump to morning sports, ESPN 93.5.
Do we have to?
I know.
Unity Rockets beat SJO on Friday night.
Well, that was a big
That's
win.
Sports. I mean, I'm Diane Ducey.
that was a big win for Unity.
It sure was. And big wins. I've gotten at least three pictures of brooms. Not funny. Cubs lose in Chicago. It hasn't happened in 98 years that they've had a four-game sweep in Wrigley. 3-2 was the final yesterday, and here's your Redbird recap.
Paul Goldschmidt gave the Cardinals the lead in the top of the ninth.
The 2-2 pitch for Paul Goldschmidt. Goldie swings and hits it fair inside the third base bag down the left field line. Edmund is going to score. Goldschmidt around second base and he'll hold there with a go-ahead double in the ninth. Oh, man.
And in the bottom of the ninth, Andrew Miller pitched the Cardinals to a victory and a...
Well, in my excitement, I goofed that up.
It's
so.
All good.
All right.
The Cardinals have Arizona an 8:40 start with Alex Young on the mound, Adam Wainwright for our Cardinals. And the Cubs will face Pittsburgh tomorrow, 6:05. Good news. Pirates, not so much right now in this stretch of the season.
Cubbies could win three to get to St. Louis, see where they are.
Right.
Need Cincinnati to beat Milwaukee. That's what we have to have happen.
And then Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 4-3 yesterday. So Detroit beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3. White Sox host Cleveland tomorrow. On to the NFL. Green Bay over Denver 27-16. Colts over Atlanta 27-24. Your Saints over Seattle Seahawks 33-27. The late game yesterday was the Rams over Cleveland 20-13. Bears 1-1. Washington 0-2. That game for Monday Night Football tonight.
Yep.
Illinois volleyball winning. Illinois football,
42-38.
Winning in three quarters.
Yeah.
42-38 was the final. The AP Top 25 poll has Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and the Ohio State in the top five. When it comes to other games and teams, Wisconsin, with their win over Michigan, I was surprised to see that game and how it went. But Wisconsin at number 8, now Michigan bumped down to number 20. We have Penn State at 12, Iowa at 14, and Michigan State at number 25. Also trending in the sports world is Antonio Brown with his Twitter rant yesterday saying he's done with the NFL. And he points out all these other sexual allegations with other players and administration.
He needs Jesus. He needs the Lord. That guy is a mess. He is a hot mess. And he's a mess. So maybe that'll be it for Antonio Brown. Who knows?
We got a text in from Rich saying, I wanted to thank you for running the Mettler deal. I was amazed how thorough they are. Looking forward to starting therapy this week. Thanks to you and putting this issue behind me.
Well, we appreciate you, Rich. Again, when we make partnerships, I'm very careful who we partner with. I'm very confident in Mettler. And if you want to do what Rich did, if something's achy or funky, it's 30 minutes free consultation. I've arranged that. And then the $100 bill, when you get done, I give you $100. I'm paying you to help you. If you want in on this, this will be last call. We have a number of you that have already done, only need three because three people didn't get around to getting stuff done in 7 days. So we give it away again, 359-2255. Text in Mettler, free consultation, and I'll pay you $100 to go, 30 minutes of your time. It's good hourly rate there.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255, text in Mettler if this is for you or somebody you love that's been struggling, they need some relief. Pain, living in pain is tough. 359-2255, text in Mettler. Honda BMW, that's where you go to get your pre-owned, to get your new Hondas, your new BMWs. They've got an incredible staff of people. They've added somebody that I'm excited to talk about in about a week.
Okay.
A really cool service that they offer. I think everybody offers it, but they got, like, the best guy at this area. So stand by. I'll be
unveiling that.
Yeah. Honda is a award-winning dealer. They're off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone.
Because their vehicles are so great, we used it in the parade for homecoming.
How'd that go?
And Anna and Grady rode in the back. They were the alternates. They worked the mic. So many compliments on that Audi that we drove. It was in the pre-owned section.
BMW?
Yeah.
You said Audi.
I did.
It's an Audi?
We got the Audi and it was a gorgeous car. But it's on the pre-owned section.
Okay,
talked to Tommy West about
that. How much was that, Tom?
$7,500.
Wow.
I know.
Driving an Audi convertible.
It's a really nice
convertible. It's only $7,500.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should get that for a station truck.
Exactly. I loved it.
I'll be darned. I didn't know they had a 75. And it ran well and all that.
It did.
Kind of interested in Honda BMW's pre-owned Audi for $7,500.
There you go. DriveChampagne.com.
If you want to text in, 359-2255. Break for the news. Be back. Jeremy Warner Show will rehash all the Nebraska stuff. And again, loved the atmosphere, loved a lot of what I saw as far as aggressiveness. Nebraska with 700 yards of offense is obviously unacceptable. And losing, frankly, is unacceptable. If you want to go to a bowl game, our next game, which I believe is October 5th, it will be a must win at Minnesota. Because you have Purdue, Northwestern, and Rutgers. You can beat those teams. And you need to. Because we're at a point where, got to have a few more wins. Almost upset Nebraska, almost beat them. That would have felt great. The crowd was into it. It was really fun. This was the band trip for Lincoln and Nebraska. They brought their band.
I saw them.
Anyway, it's disappointing. And players, Dre Brown had a game. Reggie Corbin had a game. Dre is averaging, Dre Brown is up there with Red Grange on kickoff returns.
Wow.
He had 178-yard kickoff returns, total yardage with just five tries. That's 30-some yards a carry. He is terrific.
He's so fast.
He is so strong, so fast. So
next up for us, October 5th at Minnesota.
And you got to go win that. And I think you can.
That's right.
So win that, and then we're back on track with the 6-win bowl season. That's what we all want.
Go Illini.
All right, back in a moment. The news is next. ESPN 93.5, 756.
Did you know that October is National Orthodontic Health Month? Angel Smiles Dental wants you.